Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. We're part of the Athletic Podcast Network. Because we have traded every player that we are aware of on the Thunder, except for Shea and Baisley and probably Steven Adams. Maybe it happens Dort. During the pod. And Dort. We don't even have an intro. Don't have an intro to the pod. So we'll be figuring out how to shape that over the course of the next several weeks because training camp starts in 13 days. But I'm joined by Alex Spears and Jay Smith. Guys, we got our guys. It's the NBA draft. We got our guy, Alexei Pokushevsky, at 17. They made a trade with the Minnesota Timberwolves. They traded the 25th pick and the 20th pick and Ricky Rubio for what we assume is James Johnson and Pokushevsky. So they got their guy there. We waited around. Pick 34, which they got in a trade earlier today. We already did a podcast about it, Jay and I did. They got the 34th pick in that trade, and I thought, oh, that's cool. That's interesting. I didn't know who'd be available, but then we got our other guy in Theo Maledon, who McKelly and I did. I mean, we did a last-minute Thunder After Dark for Maledon because we felt like we made such a big mistake. And so we've got both those guys. They also drafted, help me, Jay. What's his name? Vit?
Oh, gosh. I just blanked on it. Something. Krejci.
Vit we'll Krejci. 6'7" forward. If this is maybe the first things that we all know. We're learning together about this guy. He's from the Czech Republic. 6'7", 185 pounds.
Tore his ACL.
He's 20 years old. Tore his ACL. Never heard of him.
That's a great way to start.
He's not in San Vicini's top 100. Never heard of the guy, but somehow made it to the 37th pick. They traded the 53rd pick to get him. It's just all kind of weird to me, but who cares? They got Poku. Guys, Alex, what are your initial thoughts on the draft tonight?
It's funny because we always... It feels like the Thunder are either one extreme or the other. They either pull off the Baisley, which is the guy we've never heard of before, that you and McKelly never talked about on any podcast, or it's the super obvious guy that all the rumors beforehand suggested they were promising him. Turns out that was correct, and they moved up to get him. So you can't be that surprised, and in which case you got to be happy because we got to trust Sam Presti, at least for right now, until Poku turns out to be bad. And so you got to feel pretty good that they went up and got their guy.
They got their guy. Jamon, thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Sam Presti has historically been the guy where nobody really knows what's going on. But this was pretty much known for a month that this is where Sam was going to go. And so at that point, it was just how do you collect the assets to get to where you needed to go? And apparently, I mean, as majority of people were saying on Twitter and kind of affirmed here is he wanted to get ahead of Dallas because apparently Dallas was also looking to take Pokushevsky. And so I think the upside is absolutely worth it. I think it's a no-brainer if you've got a plan that's a four-year kind of rebuild. Yeah. And if you hit on this, then by that point, he is filled out a little bit physically because he is the youngest player in this draft. He already has a lot of the tools like we've talked about a little bit. Is he has a lot of tools and obviously the size as far as his height and his length as far as what am I thinking of? It's late where your arms are extended, whatever that is.
Wingspan.
There we go. Wingspan. And so
arm extension.
The arm extension length. So I think there's a lot of things to be excited about him. And if you look at a lot of the guys that know and do this, really well is all of them just talked about how this guy's upside puts him in a place that a lot of these other guys may not be able to achieve, honestly, which is it's encouraging. And this is the exact kind of pick you want to take in this draft. And so that's why I don't know. I mean, it doesn't fire me up, but it doesn't make me like, oh, man, we really missed out on insert whoever Isaiah Stewart or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, on San Vicini's big board, he's 15th. And on the Ringer draft guide, he's 13th. So, I mean, they got him at 17. So, I think it's good value based on what those guys think about him. Also, back to Vitt, I guess in that trade, they got a 2024 second round pick. So they add another pick in the future to trade up.
That's cool. Well, I think with this draft, what everyone was saying is like, yeah, it's not a great draft, especially at the top.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of really good role players. And I think that played into the Thunder's hands because they're not necessarily looking for role players.
No.
So they can afford to take the swings that maybe the other teams just don't want to take. One, because they don't want to take that big swing, but also because they need some of these good role players.
Totally agree. I mean, the Thunder aren't looking for role players. They don't need role players yet. They've already got two young role players on their team in Baisley and Dort that are just, they're just kind of already there. And you're like, okay, we would like to develop them and see if they could be more than that. Great. Cool. You bring in guys like Pokuševski and Maladon to see if they can, I mean, both those guys have starter potential in the league. Maladon's a lot closer because he's like played with real basketball players in a really good league and has shown that he belongs. And so I really like that. I think that, honestly, I would be a little surprised and a little upset if both those guys weren't on the roster in training camp in 13 days and playing with the team because they did deal Ricky Rubio. So they do have another guard spot open. And I think I just love the fit of him next to Shea because he's got good size. He can shoot the ball and has played in a structured environment before. And I'm excited to see what they can do. And I mean, if you're the Thunder as well, I think you have motivation with both those guys to get them over here and to develop them here, not with the Blue. So I've even seen people thrown around like, oh, you may see Pokuševski with the Blue. No, you bring him, let him play with the big guys, right? I mean, there's what incentive do you have to play either of them with the Blue? I mean, you can send Vitt over to the Blue, but you're not sending those two over to the Blue, right? Am I way off base?
No. I think you're off base with Vitt. I'm watching highlights right now, and this man, he needs to play with the big boys. He has not missed a shot yet. I'm sorry, Alex. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. Stetson Banks said that there's a 62-minute-long video of Vitt.
Yeah, this one I'm watching, it starts with a guy who's talking about him, and then the first thing he talks about is, I hope he has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, that's not exactly what you want to hear. But yeah, I mean, I think you have to give the Thunder a lot of credit for the trades that they made today and for getting the guys that they got in the draft. I mean, to me, they're both, Pokuševski is probably more of a high upside guy than Maladon is. But Maladon's got a chance to be like a really nice, solid player in the league. Just you're a bigger guard. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'5". He's got a 6'8" wingspan. He's only 19 years old. And it's funny, I think that Eric Horn tweeted this, that he's played for Tony Parker's team over in France. And it's just funny the connection that Sam has with Tony Parker. You know, he was the guy that was instrumental in drafting Tony Parker to the Spurs. And so it's kind of like a strange full circle moment for Sam and Tony Parker. I'm sure that they worked together, you know, and he probably got a ton of information on Maladon. So I think that's just kind of a funny little anecdote.
It's a funny little ditty. How old was Presti when Tony Parker was drafted? Like 24?
In his early 20s when he was with the Spurs. Yeah, it is wild. I mean, he's been in the NBA for a long time, and he's still a young executive.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, I really like what the Thunder were able to do tonight in selecting both of those guys. Now, Sam will talk to the media tonight, and I thought about holding on and getting on that press conference and then doing the podcast. So if you're listening to this, that hasn't happened yet. But these trades aren't done. The Schroeder trade isn't officially done. So you can't, he won't be able to talk about any of these guys really. Now that I don't know if the Wizards trade will be done tonight. So he may not be able to talk about any of the guys, excuse me, that the Thunder have acquired tonight. Which makes
sense. Any of them?
I mean, if they can't complete the trade, if like the Wizards trade isn't official, then he can't talk about it. That's one of those dumb NBA rules that everybody.
So what could he possibly talk about?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, he'll talk about something, Alex, and he'll talk about.
You can talk about the Chris Paul trade. I mean, that's the only one he can talk about because that's done. But there's nothing. Damn. He can't talk about any of the draft picks because I would love to ask about Vit. You know, I would love to know like why. Like,
maybe where did that's he come why from? He did this. He was like, "Good, no one can ask me about this."
Are you possibly the only person? I mean, I would gander that there are teams that don't know who he is.
I mean, all the highlight vids, he's in a gym that is virtually empty.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't like in a, it doesn't look like he was in like one of the top leagues at all.
Yeah. It's very, I mean, it's a wild, it's another, and that's, it fits the profile of like everything that we've talked about on our stream is that the Thunder type is no longer really just like guys that are athletic, that can't shoot, that can defend. Because I think they were looking for those guys to pair with Russ and Kevin to see if they could make these guys into 3-and-D wings. The type now is who has the highest upside? Who can we bring to the table that could possibly be much better than anybody thinks they are? And that's what happened tonight. And it happened to be three guys that are from Europe. But that's who it is. And you know, the Spurs did similar stuff, right? They were out finding guys that people didn't know about. I mean, they drafted Manu Ginobili way late in the draft. And I'm not trying to insinuate that like Maledon or even Pokuševski or Vit are going to be as good as a guy like Ginobili, but all those guys are mysteries. I mean, most of them. I mean, Maledon, not as much. But still, like, you draft young players that have a lot of intrigue and there's a lot of mystery to all of them. We just don't really know what any of them could possibly be. We know what their skill sets are, like the baseline skill set is, but what they can be is left to the imagination and really left to our new guy, Mark Daigneault.
Well, according to Eurospecs.com, what Vit Krejci could be, is the next generation's Thomas Satoransky. So,
I mean, that would, right. I mean, if you got, I mean, that would be kind of cool. Like, Thomas Satoransky, cool. He's a good pro, like a really good pro. I mean, maybe not really good. He's a good pro.
It's like, damn, how far are you about to stretch this Satoransky thing?
I like him. I think he's a nice player. Any more Poku thoughts, Alex?
Well, yeah, because one question that I hadn't even thought of until one of our listeners, Ender Wigan, brought it up. Is Poku coming over? Has that ever been talked about? Is there any kind of buyout? Do you know if there's any issues there?
I don't believe there's any issues there. And my belief is that he will be here. Yes. I mean, number one, the league that he's in now, you don't want to leave him there. It's like number one. Two, the Thunder have a runway for him that's ready to go. It's not like they were bringing him in to like a championship level team where it's like, okay, we don't really have a spot for you. So I would, yes, I'm not 100% because I haven't heard this from the right people, but I've heard, I believe he's coming. Yes. I don't think there's,
what about Maledon?
I believe Maledon. Do we know of it? I believe he will come over as well.
Yeah. Cause we kind of need some guys on our roster.
Yeah. I believe both of them will come. I don't know that Vit will come over because I don't know anything about him. I just learned his name tonight. But I believe that those other two will be in Thunder uniforms. They will be in the Grover uniforms at some point this season.
Okay, so let's make our predictions. Who is the starting five on opening night?
Oh, boy.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I was looking for somebody to hire for my team, I had to go to LinkedIn Jobs because you just don't know the quality of these candidates. And the good thing about LinkedIn Jobs, it kind of helps you filter through and find the best people. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/dunk. That's linkedin.com/dunk to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
We think we know SGA, we know Dort, we know Bayes, we know Adams.
I don't know that we know Adams.
Okay.
I don't know.
As far as him being moved or if he would start over Horford?
As far as him being moved. He and Horford.
Okay, just making sure.
He and Horford.
Does this have to do with farmer emojis?
It has to do with lots of farmer emojis. I mean, Shea, Dort, Bayes.
Oobs.
The oobs.
The oobs.
K-oobs.
And probably Steven, if he's still here.
And so then my next question is, Andrew, you just heard those names. Are they too good to tank?
I can't believe that they're going to go into even training camp with both Adams and Horford. Yes, perhaps they are too good to tank. If you can get Horford and Adams, if you can find landing spots for both, then you're certainly not, right? Jay?
I think anybody's movable. I think that this team will be in flux outside of like Shea. I mean, I think the guys that we would think of for the whole season. So I think the question is what is, I don't know, man. I just saw something again about Klay Thompson. I just keep going back to this fact of like, they could fit Oubre into a trade exception.
Yeah.
And give some sort of future first, either from them or, I mean, you probably couldn't get that Minnesota one from next year.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it has such a high value, although I think Minnesota has improved dramatically over the last season and into this year with the additions of Russell and Rubio. But I don't know, man. I just keep going back to that. I don't know. This roster is going to be in flux. I think you move Adams if you can get something. I just don't think you can get anything with Adams. Am I crazy about that?
I don't know.
Because he's expiring, it's not quite as hard a pill to swallow for somebody. But
yeah,
if you have to attach an asset to get rid of a player, the Thunder aren't going to do it because that was ratted out.
Yeah, no, they won't do that. But I wonder if they'll be able to. I mean, I don't know if they would straight salary dump him. Maybe if it was the right situation for him. They would. Or if you got somebody back that's you could take a flyer on, even like the level, like they got Mitic in this trade today, who I don't know if he's going to come over or not. I don't know if he'll ever come over. I mean, he's one of those guys that may never come over. Super skilled, 6'5" guard, not a great athlete, but like super duper skilled. I don't know if he'll come over or not. I have no idea.
Unless the Thunder are really desperate for players, like bodies on a roster.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about him is that he was a guy that the Sixers had, and he would likely have not really played a whole lot for them. But if he comes over here, it's like, we've got minutes. And maybe, I mean, do they have, if they bring over Maledon, and you have Dort, and you have Shea, there's not a, there's, I mean, there's backup minutes there. Not a ton, but you have backup minutes there.
Ty Jerome will get some minutes.
Yeah, Ty, forget about Ty Jerome because I don't know who's on the Thunder today. It's just a...
Let me go through. So I just went on the Thunder's roster. So Steven will be there probably. Baisley. Burton's gone. Diallo, I think they'll pick Hami's up. He doesn't have an option.
Yeah, Hami will stay.
Dort. Ferguson's gone. Gallo's gone.
Yeah, Gallo's gone.
Shea's there, obviously. Devin Hall. I don't know. Kevin Herbie. Not.
Kevin Herbie's gone. He's already signed overseas.
Oh, really? And then you've got Ty Jerome, Jalen Lekue.
Yeah.
Mini baby Westbrook. And then you have Moose. You've got Moose. Moose going to come in and be your possibly, you know.
Yep.
And then you got Noel's gone.
I'm
assuming.
Yep.
Then you have Kelly Oubre. Dre's gone. Dre's literally half the people on this roster are gone. You do have Isaiah Roby. And then Rubio and Schroeder are both gone.
We're going to spend half the season just teaching our listeners and ourselves who these guys are. You know, and we'll just be, it's going to be a strange season in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And it's a perfect season to be strange.
It is.
And may I suggest, if you'd like to get to know Alec, Pokuševski a little better, there's a video on YouTube that has hashtag New York Knicks in the tags that says he's Jokic meets Durant.
Wow.
Yeah. So just that video. Yeah. Pretty good. New York Knicks were open to draft.
Is that a guarantee?
I like the sound of that.
I'll take that.
And he's playing in gyms that are like have two basketball courts right next to them.
I'm telling you, man.
With like a net between them. So
I'm telling you, man, this is they've got to get him over here. I mean, if I'm Sam, I'm hopping on a plane after this press conference and I'm getting over to pick up Poku and get him out of there. I mean, for real. I mean, like, I'm not joking. They need to go get him this week. They need to go get him.
Yeah, I've played in church gyms better than some of these gyms his highlight videos are in. And
that might be for real.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I'm not making a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be a bad joke if it was one.
I don't make jokes.
Anything else you guys have to say after being on this stream for 2 hours and 33 minutes?
I mean, I got to say, I was very disappointed in the fact that there, I wouldn't say it went chalk because there were some surprising guys, you know, Patrick Williams jumping up to number 4.
Yeah.
But there weren't any trades in the lottery, I don't think, at least on draft night. And, I don't know. Going into this draft, you just figured with so much up in the air, seemed to be such a flat draft. Like maybe the guy you get at 4 is the same as the guy you get at 14. We would see some type of trade, but it just never materialized. And as a result, it was just, it's hard to have an opinion in a draft like this because no one's really thrilled about any of the guys taken. Mm-hmm. So the only teams that are getting like a lot of praise are teams like the Kings, just because they took the guy Halliburton who fell based on mocks.
Right.
But that's really the only reason.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a weird draft.
It is. It's a very weird draft. And I think it was.
Yeah. If you're a Timberwolves fan, you're not sitting around going, oh my gosh, this is it.
No.
Anthony Edwards was the piece we've been waiting for.
It's very much wait and see. I mean, that's with all these guys. We're talking about it with Pokuševski, but like, I mean, it's that way with all these guys, right? Can Devin Vassell shoot the basketball normally? I don't know. We have to find out.
How much better does it feel to have a huge question mark at number 17, though, versus top 10?
Two, three.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this is, I mean, this is not the draft you want to be picking in the top three, because I think all those teams would have traded out. But the problem is, I mean, I don't know that this would have happened or that it did happen at all. I have no idea. But I mean, if the Thunder called the Hornets or the Warriors and they were like, hey, we'll give you Kelly Oubre, Al Horford, 25, 28, and two future first round picks, yeah, like the Miami pick and then something else. Is that enough to get there? That number two? Like, you're probably like, yeah, no thanks. For the number two pick? Like, yeah, that's the best that we'll do.
Yeah, at some point for those teams, they have to figure somebody in this top five is going to have a ton of value as an asset in about 6 months. I'd rather take the risk that we choose the right guy. And even if we don't necessarily love him right now, we could potentially trade him in a year or two, rather than just taking like a random collection from a team like the Thunder.
Yeah. Yes. There will be two or three All-Stars from this draft. That will happen. Who it will be? I mean, I don't know. Like, who are you betting on today that in the next 6 years, who's going to be an All-Star from this draft?
Well, I have a comment from a YouTube video here, and maybe it'll provide you a clue. You tell me who this comment is about. Serbs are an incredible nation. So small, but perfectionist in everything. From Nikola Tesla to Nikola Jokic.
Wow.
Wow.
If I was going to bet on who I think makes an All-Star, I have no idea.
Exactly.
Oh, it's... I would probably guess LaMelo, just because he landed in a situation where he's probably going to get a ton of usage up front, and that's going to really help him in his early career.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only guy I would even feel comfortable guessing.
I know.
Denny?
Like, he's in the East and he's going to get a lot of playing time. That's basically my argument.
Yeah. Denny shot 52% from the free throw line.
I know, but he has so many physical tools, man. He just already has an NBA body. Like,
he does.
Watching him play, his aggression, like, I like a lot of the way he brings it. So, and it's just it's a crapshoot. I love, my favorite player in the draft is Onyeka Okongwu, but which only grew even more as I watched his interview with his family after he was drafted. But
yeah,
it's just one of those things where with him, like, I still wouldn't feel confident saying that this guy has a chance to be an All-Star.
I know. And he's in the exact situation, as long as they can get Capella out of there, where he can be successful. Because Mikel just kept pressing me for like the last week in text, like, how does he become an All-Star? Like, how does he get there? I was like, well, how he gets there is he's got to be with a great point guard. He's got to be with somebody that can pass it to him, that can really get him open, that is a special passer. And I even text him, like, I wish that Atlanta didn't have Capella. And he was like, oh. Well, he's like, well, you can trade Capella. And so, I mean, it's the perfect situation for him. It really is.
I do think, looking at Wiseman, I think Wiseman is a fantastic body. And the idea of him could be really, really, really good, honestly. And the situation, being with the Warriors, like, I think that's somebody I could definitely see reaching a potential that wasn't really even expected for a guy like him. So,
yeah.
Exceptional body.
Is that what you're laughing about?
No.
No. Someone mentioned in the chat that I've been holding my mic for a while, and I realized I've been like holding this mic for an hour.
I thought it was really funny that someone noticed that and said something about it. So that's why we're just doing this.
Okay, I got you. That sounds like a great place to end the pod. Thanks so much for listening to our show. Make sure you follow our podcast at Down to Dunk. Go to theathletic.com/downtodunk to subscribe to The Athletic. You can get it for $1 a week. You should do that. Thanks so much for all of you guys that followed along on our YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Just search Down to Dunk. Hit subscribe, like, and subscribe. All the videos, please. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And we'll talk to you guys again Friday.
Cheers, boys.
Welcome.